This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on making earned income credits a better incentive for work and fair to the childless. In a recent op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, Princeton economist, author, and former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Blinder, made a brilliant case for Congress to actually read Obama's proposal for his budget and do more to make the earned income tax credit really increase citizen wealth and even, are you listening, my Republican buddies, act as an incentive for lower income workers to, in fact, work more. It's worth reviewing his arguments and sharing them widely. First, he simply pointed out how the program works now in three stages, phase in, plateau, and phase out. In the phase in stage, as Jane's annual earnings rise from zero to $9,720, the EITC reduces her tax bill by 34 cents for each additional dollar she earns. Thus, if her employer pays $10 an hour, Jane nets 13.40 cents for each additional hour worked, providing a financial incentive to work more. The credit stops increasing at $3,305 a year, which happens when her earnings reach $9,720 a year, and then remains on this plateau until her earnings reach $23,260, less if Jane is single. The credit then begins to phase out at 16 cents for every $1 earned. The tax credit would entirely go when Jane's earnings reach $43,941 a year. Notice that the EITC actually creates a disincentive to work more in the phase-out range by raising Jane's effective tax rate. But the EITC is vastly less generous if Jane has no children, as it has been throughout the credit's history. If Jane is childless, her subsidy rate during the phase-in would be just 7.65% rather than 34%. The benefit would plateau at $496 a year rather than $3,305. And the phase out would begin when she makes $13,540 rather than $23,260. These are huge differences. Secondly, he basically argues that President Obama's proposal is too moderate because it does not equalize the EITC benefit between childless workers and workers with children. But he advocates the proposal, despite its modesty, is still doubling the maximum benefit for childless workers and therefore also doubling the work incentive. Why a program initiated by Republican President Gerald Ford, heralded by Republican President Ronald Reagan as the best anti-poverty measure to come out of Congress and extended by both Presidents Clinton and Obama, is nickeling and diming between workers with and without children makes no sense to me at all. Work is work, and workers are workers. So systemic discrimination just seems counterproductive and mean-spirited, but maybe that's just me. It especially seems callous to not at least do what the president is proposing, because Blinder points out that the cost is only $6 billion to make this happen, which is hardly a rounding error in the federal budget these days, and is easily offset by closing even minor loopholes that Congress is so generously providing to the rich on a daily basis. If our political ideology worships the dignity of work, then why can't Congress put our money where its mouth is? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.